Make your plans now to join us for the G3 National Conference, September 30th through October 2nd, as we'll gather for Christian fellowship and the worship of God through song and the preached word. Our theme for the 2021 conference will be centered on biblical Christology. You can find registration details at g3men.org. Get 15% off by mentioning code G3BAR. That's G3BAR.
Hey, what's up, Bar listeners? Before we get into this episode, I want to let you know that today's show is brought to you by AGTV. That's right. The people that made the American Gospel documentary has come up with a streaming service app that's pretty much like Netflix for solid biblical content. Go to watch AGTV. Use the code BAR, the number one, to get 10% off the monthly rate. AGTV is so awesome. They also have our very own Just Thinking podcast on there. So you want to make sure you go to watchagtv.com. Use the code BAR, the number one, for 10% off. Welcome, everybody, to the bar. It's your boy, Dwayne, in the building. Right back in here. Super excited. Another Tuesday. And, man, yo, so I am coming to you from my wife's laptop. Kind of that gives you a little intro of what's going on right now. You guys know I really, really try hard to give you a show every Tuesday on the money, on the spot, as hard as I can. I try to move mountains to make it happen. But this week, actually the last 2 weeks, I don't know if you listened to last week's show, I literally recorded it from a hotel, and my good friend of mine, Jamal, recorded for me and posted it for me, you know, so he had the keys of the kingdom, as he's joked about. So I have a new job, and on top of having a new job, my laptop has stopped working. But by God's grace, my wife has a MacBook as well. And I was able to put out the Just Thinking podcast yesterday with no issues using her laptop and God's grace. And I'm recording right now using my microphone but her laptop. And so a big shout out to my lovely wife for just allowing me to use her machine to get this done, to get this out to you. So what it also means is I don't have a new guest. I'm actually going to do a repeat or a re-record or a rerun, whatever you want to call it. And this is going to be one of my favorite shows. I'm excited because it's definitely, you know, I have a lot of awesome shows. God has blessed us to have a lot of awesome, awesome guests. And with that, you know, there's quite a few that stand out. You know, I think about the Mark Dever that stepped all on my toes. And I think about, you know, the Steve Lawson, just, you know, somebody I admire so much. You know, Lincoln Duncan, Surprise. I mean, just a lot of awesome shows. And this one is right up there in that same esteem. And before I introduce that show, I just want to kind of give you guys a background of what's going on. I kind of gave it to you in a quick version, but the long version is, like I said, I started a new job, and this job actually requires me to travel. So I will be taking the bar on the road. We'll be figuring out how to get things done while traveling and doing that, as well as my laptop. I don't know if you guys remember, but a year ago, I went through liquid damage on my laptop. And big shout out to the big homie Daryl Harrison. He was like, hey, bro, you know, how can I help? And we were able to replace the keyboard, thinking that would solve the issue. But I went to Apple this week, and apparently they had to replace the whole top casing. And that's going to cost a pretty penny. Well, you know, y'all know I'm real. I'm not asking for a handout or anything, but I'm just giving you the number. It's about $500, so you know, I'm not doing any GoFundMes or, you know, begging y'all to buy gear. You know, we'll take care of it because this is my love. This is my joy. So I'm going to do everything I can, to get back up and running. And, you know, until then, you know, use my wife's laptop as long as she allow me. So that's where we are. And, hopefully by God's grace, we have a fresh guest for you next week. And you know, I've sent out a couple of invites waiting on some responses, but even in the midst of, because of the busyness of my new job and, you know, the laptop issue, it just didn't work out for me to have a, you know, a guest on this week, but we definitely, by God's grace, are going to try our best to have a new guest next week. So until then, enjoy one of my favorites. And before I sign off to tell you what one of my favorites is, but you probably know because of the title, make sure you go to thebargear.com, buy some stuff so I can get my, I'm just kidding. But I do want you to buy some gear, man. It's not about me making money or being rich. It's just about a movement, community, you know, of people that love biblical theology, sound biblical theology, and don't mind expressing or showing it. And so make sure you go to the Bar Gear. And if you don't like reruns, I apologize. Go check out yesterday's Just Thinking. It was really, really good. Definitely worth your time if you don't want to hear a rerun. But, you know, if you're cool with it and you don't mind rocking with me and give me some grace on this new episode or rerun episode, and I really appreciate you guys. So without further ado, we got Dr. Al Mohler, one of my favorite guys. This episode is special because I listened to the briefing for a long time, and really admired the work he did on the briefing, and for him to give me a lot of praise for what we were doing was very awesome. Like, a smile from ear to ear, and we actually talked about bass fishing. So that's actually the heart of the bar, is to bring you conversations that you wouldn't normally hear. So one of my favorite episodes. Hope you guys enjoy it. And please give me some feedback. Let me know, you know, holler at your boy. Let me know if you're enjoying this, if you love the bar, and if this is still your favorite podcast. I would love to hear from you. God bless y'all, and we'll see you next week. Enjoy the show. Don't go nowhere. Enjoy the show first. Bye.
Yo, welcome to the bar. Come on and pull up a seat and open up your Bible. What a wonderful feast. The living bread, and we're discussing what it means for the streets, the inner cities and the burbs, and every person we meet. This is where we challenge worldviews that we hear from world news. In light of the scripture, we are here to serve you. We're your source for resources to help you on your way as you battle mean forces. This is for the people who can see the importance of sound theology and the scripture that support it. And this is for the truth lovers, biblically reforming, preaching Christ to the nations. Yeah, welcome to the Modern Reformation, yeah.
The Bar, biblical and reformed.
Welcome everybody to the bar. It's your boy Dwayne in the building, right back in here another Tuesday. And man, I'm super, super excited to have this guest. And if you listen to the bar for a while, you know that he probably get a shout out maybe once a week, just off of Recos for his podcast. Definitely inspirational to me. Definitely, I tell you guys, I listen to him every day. I know he's probably like, yeah, enough with that. But I want to introduce to you guys Dr. Al Mohler. How are you, sir?
Dwayne, I'm doing great, and really glad to be with you today.
Yes, sir. That's right, Dr. Al Mohler, the briefing in the house. Sir, I promise you, probably every week when I have guests on, I ask them what they listen to. Most of them say the briefing. And whenever I found out you accepted my invitation, I was super excited. So definitely, definitely glad to have you. We're going to jump right in. I'm going to let you, for those that may not know, introduce yourself, whatever you want to share, personal, professional, and we'll go from there.
Yeah, thanks, Dwayne. I am the president of the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary. Been here almost 25 years, so a quarter century in this role. I also serve here as professor of theology. Don't get to teach in the classroom as often as I would like, but I get to make certain that a lot of other people do. I do a lot of writing, talking, speaking, podcasting. My first job is to lead this institution in terms of Southern Seminary and Boyce College. I also am a teacher at Third Avenue Baptist Church. I get to preach all over the country, but I love preaching in my home church, Third Avenue Baptist Church here in Louisville, Kentucky. I teach at 9:30. Generally an exposition class, and I am proud to be the husband of Mary, the father of Katie and Christopher, the father-in-law of Riley, and I'm going to get to the best part, the grandfather of Benjamin, age 2. Nice. I'll end with that.
Nice. Wow.
That's awesome. He has an awesome name. My first name is Benjamin. So yeah,
it's a sign of greatness.
I know
right
he's
there.
A great kid. Yeah, exactly. So, my first question kind of, you know, it definitely, I have to start with a briefing, man. I just have to tell you a little bit about me. My listeners know already, but, you know, I was in a charismatic world and ended up hooking up with a Presbyterian pastor at the job that I was working at. He walked me through the Westminster Confession. And after he finished all of that, he gave me resources. One of them was RefNet. And so I started listening to RefNet. And then I heard the briefing and I was like, okay, where is this? Where can I find this? So let's start with the briefing. I know you've been doing it way longer than I probably discovered it. How did that get started and how did, I guess, it come about?
That's an interesting story. I was a newspaper editor before I became president of Southern Seminary. There aren't that many theologians who serve as newspaper editors, but it was a unique newspaper and, it exposed me to an entire, media world. And I've been pretty active in that world. For several years, I did a national live radio broadcast on the Salem Network. And then I realized that for reasons of my own schedule and to take advantage of new technology, when the podcast platform really began to be possible, I shifted. And so for years now, I've done the briefing 5 days a week. And that's a lot of editions of the briefing over several years. And I also do another program called Thinking in Public. And then, you know, I participate in other things also in the media day by day. But podcasting, I think, is one of the greatest media platforms available to us today.
Mm-hmm. Totally agree. I attempted to write an article about that for Reformation 21. I say that because it was my first time they asked me to write about podcasting. It was my first time writing a blog, and poor Nick Bassett, he he said, "Man, let's turn this into an interview." So I guess it was pretty bad, podcasts are definitely the platform, and it's surpassing video because you can multitask while you do it. Because I'm telling you, I get dressed listening to the briefing and things like that. So I definitely agree with you on that. I did a month in November for RTS. I pretty much did an RTS month. So I want to give you the floor here to kind of brag on, shout out, tell people why they need to attend a Southern and even Boys.
Well, that's incredibly generous. And by the way, I'm thankful that there are some other really fine theologically conservative, evangelically, gospelly centered theological seminaries. Ligon Duncan, the chancellor at RTS, mm-hmm. is one of my best friends. But God's given us a unique opportunity here at Southern Seminary. We're now really the largest seminary in the world in terms of training pastors. We have the largest Master of Divinity program. The Lord's just enabled us to build an enormous team of scholars and a community of learning. Mm-hmm. I think, frankly, the most exciting place to train for ministry on the planet today. And then out of that grew Boyce College, a fully accredited four-year undergraduate program, because we thought, hey, you know, what we could see as a great need was the ability to get started with young people, even younger. And that's been really exciting. So now we not only welcome 22-year-olds to our master's and doctoral programs, in terms of being college graduates, now we welcome high school graduates to come and be a part of Boyce College. And that's just been one of the most happy, gratifying things I've ever been able to do.
Wow. Yeah, that's awesome. Really, really awesome. Well, this episode is actually going to post on January the 2nd. So, just keeping that in mind, one thing that I love about, you know, the briefing is, you know, it's just amazing to get the recap, of everything and how you do it. And, you know, I get up early. I get up like 5 a.m. So going back to the briefing, if you don't mind, what time do you record? I'm just curious. Like, are you recording the night before, or like, I'm curious about that. That's just a personal question.
Usually it's the night before. Dwayne, it's a great question. Usually it's the night before, but that means I'm set up, so I might have to record again. That's happened too. You know, some big event happens. But in order to get it finished, you know, to be available on people's iPhones and computers and Alexa or whatever they're listening on that early in the morning, everything's got to be finished by about 3 a.m. And so I work backwards from that. And so when I'm on the road, sometimes it's barely backwards from that. Sometimes I'm right up against 3 o'clock a.m. But when I'm in Louisville and in my studio and with my team here, we hope to get it done earlier in the night. And then, you know, most nights that actually holds. But sometimes things happen that mean we have to go right back in the studio and do it again.
Wow. Wow. That's legit, because I know what all goes into, you know, producing a podcast and being consistent. You know, that was one of the things listening to the briefing. Like, you know, it's you can almost set your clock by it. You know, I'm sad in
July.
I'll go ahead and tell you in person that I'm sad when you take your break. I know you need a break, but it you know, it's almost like that space in the Bible where God starts speaking.
Oh man. Well, you really encourage me, Dwayne. I really do appreciate that more than I can tell you. But, I do it, you know, well over 200 times a year, but, my board of trustees trying to look out for me, told me that I had to take off, the month of July and, 2 weeks at Christmas. So I do. And, so other than that, we're up 5 days a week, every other week of the year, but the month of July and then, actually, just the as you say, we're going to be speaking on January the 2nd. That's when I'm back with the briefing for the 2018 season. So looks like with our podcast, we'll be back on the same day.
Nice. That's awesome. Man, so I'm going to take a little break right here for one of our commercial right here.
Hey, everyone. Have you checked out Dead Men at www.deadmenstuff.com yet? If not, what are you waiting for? Dead Men exists to equip disciples and grow leaders. We do this through Christ-centered articles, devotions, videos, a podcast, and free resources like books. Dead Men presents the gospel in a straightforward and intentional way. Check us out today at www.deadmenstuff.com.
All right, we're back, and we have Dr. Al Mohler. I'm smiling real big. Been waiting on this for a while. Had a couple of schedule conflicts, but we are in here. Mr. The Briefing himself. So we're excited. Dr. Mohler, what I like to do on the back end of the podcast is, I know it's kind of been laid back already, but I like to go to even more, kind of light fun. And one thing that I promised I was going to ask you or talk to you about was, your love for bass fishing.
You know it.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm the same way. I love bass fishing. When I saw that you know, was a bass, you was a angler yourself, that was super excited. So, this is my bass fishing question. What's your favorite lure to fish with?
You know, I really like a zoom worm. I have more luck with a zoom worm. I play with links and colors and riggings. But at the end of the day, I grew up in Florida where worms is what we had. I grew up, my granddaddy taught me how to go fishing and took me fishing, and he didn't spend a whole lot of money. It was just with, a couple of Zebcos and some rubber worms. And of course we would use real worms and stick them under a lily pad and a bass would pop out.
Yeah, that's a good time right there for sure. Yeah, I'm more of a Gary worm. I like those worms. You can, you know,
those are good too.
Yeah, that's my go-to for sure.
My grandson who's just two, so he didn't pick this out, but it's from him. He gave me some of these new popper lures that folks are using on lakes now. So I can't wait for some warmer weather, and I'm going to get out there and try some of those.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Poppers are good. Yeah. One of my cousins, he's an excellent top water fisherman. So that's definitely going to be fun. Can't wait to see the pictures.
So yeah, I just hope the bass cooperate. That's my problem. Sometimes I'm more of a fisherman than they allow me to be. Yeah.
I get that. Yes, sir. So one of the what we call bar signature questions is, what kind of music do you listen to?
Oh no, that's a great question. So I don't have just one answer. So I'll tell you a few things. When I'm writing and working and just because I've always loved classical music, I think people know I love classical music. People make fun of me, because I listen to opera. I like opera, but that's not all I like. So another whole area of music I love are theme, soundtracks to movies. And so I listen to a lot of soundtracks, and Hans Zimmer and folks like that. I really enjoy that. I listen to some jazz. I listen to some Frank Sinatra, the big bands big singers from the 1960s, 50s, 70s. So I like a lot of stuff.
Wow, that's cool. I'm going to go ahead and tell you, your buddy Lingan Duncan still has the best answer. He says Earth, Wind, and Fire is his favorite band. So,
Lingan really is stuck in the 70s. You see, I can just tell you that he's one of his best friends. That's right. And furthermore, he probably had better taste in music in the 70s than I had. I was in the marching band. That tells you everything you need to know about me as a teenager in the 1970s.
right. That's cool. All right, next bar signature question, and I'm sure this is I'm actually nervous about asking you this question. What book or books are you reading? Because I actually read an article where you talked about reading, and I'm ready to hear what you're reading right now.
You know, I read several things simultaneously, but some things I read you know, differently than others. So one of the things I'm reading right now is a book that in some ways is the most interesting single book I've read in years. It's by William Polk, and it's entitled Crusade and Jihad. It is a one-volume history of Islam, and especially in the conflict between Islamic culture and what he calls the northern cultures. And it's just fascinating. Page-turner. I just read Robert Dallek's new biography of Franklin Delano Roosevelt. I'm reading right now David Hollinger's work on Protestant missionaries and how they were kind of the forefront of theological liberalism in terms of the 20th century. The problem is, Duane, I like to read too many things. But I try to read several books a week. And this morning I was going back and rereading J. Gresham Machen's book, his Great Defense of the Virgin Birth. Sometimes you just need to go back and read a classic again and remember how good it is.
Right. That's good. And because you read so much, this next question probably don't apply. And if it don't, it's okay. But, what podcasts or sermons do you actually listen to?
No, that's a fair question. I don't get to listen to a lot of podcasts, except when I'm in the car on a trip. And sometimes I download them so I can listen to them on a plane, with earphones. So I'll just admit to you, I listen to a lot of things like National Public Radio and a lot of interview programs like this. I really like hearing lives disclosed, in an interview kind of conversation. And in terms of preaching, now that I listen to a lot. So, I mean, I could have an entire list of people. All the guys who are in T4G with me, I listen to them preach quite a bit. I listen to dead men preach, which I just love to do. David Martin Lloyd Jones, listen to him preach. And there's just a wealth. No one is going to starve for a lack of preaching that you can get online. Now, again, that's not a substitute for preaching that takes place live in a local church, but we are the beneficiaries of, I don't know, hundreds of thousands of sermons that are worth listening to. And no one else in human history got to listen to them the way we do. I mean, all John MacArthur's sermons are online, and you can go listen to them. Again, Martin Lloyd-Jones, Jim Boyce, you could just go down the list. It's amazing.
Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah, I devour sermons. I'm always listening. That's cool. Cause a lot of guys that I've interviewed said that they didn't really listen to sermons. They like to read sermons. But they didn't really listen to them much. So that's cool.
I'm with you, Duane. Man. Look, preaching is an event. I'm not saying there's no benefit to reading a sermon.
Yeah.
But preaching is an event. God uses a man's voice. He uses a man's timing. He uses a man's emphasis.
True.
Lots of things you hear in a voice you don't see on a page. So I'm with you. I want to listen to that sermon.
Nice. It made me feel better about it.
No, preaching's a sound event. And that's why Martin Luther said the church is a mouth house. It's where the preacher gets up and speaks. And I want to hear that mouth.
Wow. That's awesome. Good stuff. Well, Dr. Moeller, man, I really appreciate you cutting out a slice of time for us here at the bar. Really, really enjoyed it. Very, very grateful to have you. And before I turn it over to you to kind of address my listeners, I want to tell you the running joke at the bar. And I've been waiting so long to actually tell you this because we say it almost every week. But if the briefing did weather, I would never look at the news.
Oh, man. You have no idea what encouragement that is to me. But the weather is outside my not only my control but my adequate analysis. But man, you really blessed me with that. And you know, I just want to thank you for this podcast and this conversation. I have really enjoyed it. And you're not only hosting the bar, you're raising the bar. I think this is a great way to have a kind of conversation that that Christians ought to have.
Yeah. That's kind of the vision. I want to give, lay people the conversation that they wouldn't normally hear. Everybody want to talk about, being formal and all of that. But I want to give we in my living room and we're chatting, nothing vulgar or anything. It's all godly. And you just, you just learn about people. So that's been the vision of the podcast. And again, thank you for being on. So right here, I want you to address my listeners. Announce anything you want to announce. Just keep in mind today is January the 2nd. Any encouraging words or anything that you want to say as we are in the new year. This is the very first podcast of the year. And actually, you know what? This is also fun. I want to see if we can do this. If you can end it like you end the briefing, talking about the school and how you do.
Absolutely, I do. Dwayne, I will tell you that I'm thinking about the new year in a different way as I get older. When I was younger, new year seemed like it came, every 12 months and, just like the year before. But as I get older, I recognize we have less time than we want to think. Mm-hmm. And so I just encourage brothers and sisters in Christ listening to this program to understand that this is 1 year just passed, and we don't know how long we have ahead of us, but we do know a new year is at least a good marker for our hearts and for our minds to know we want to maximize the time the Lord has given us. I want to get to preach the gospel over and over again this coming year. There are books I want to read, articles I want to write, things I want to do. There are people I want to talk to about Jesus. I want to see people come to Christ in this coming year. There are theological truths to be defended and to be taught. I want to give myself to that this year. There are people that need encouragement, brothers and sisters who need counsel in Christ, good work to be done in the local church. I want to be involved in all that. I want to be able to look back at the end of this year and at least know I took a good swing at faithfulness in terms of the 12 months the Lord may give us this year.
Nice. All right. Go ahead and end it like you always end it, sir.
All right. Well, thanks for listening to The Bar, and thanks for listening to The Briefing. For more information, go to my website at albertmoeller.com. You can follow me on Twitter by going to twitter.com/Albert Moeller. For information on the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary, go to sbts.edu. For information on Boyce College, just go to boycecollege.com. I'll meet you again next time, the next time I get to be on The Bar.
That's right. That's awesome. Thank you guys for listening. Check us out, thebarpodcast.com, and we out of here. God bless. What's up, bar listeners? It's finally here, the bar exclusive content. Yes, that's right. You can sign up to receive exclusive content as low as $2 a week or $5 a month, $50 for the year to get exclusive content. What is the exclusive content? I'm glad you asked. The exclusive content is additional information from my guests, extra time with them in like the green moon setting, laid back, them asking me questions, I ask them questions, and also the Facebook group. You get an invitation to the Facebook group where we will have discount codes for the bar gear and many, many more. Make sure you sign up. The link's in the show notes. Join the VIP Inside the Bar group, and we'll see you there.